Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And we're a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
No? All right. Perfect. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State, Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say that you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I will vote.
What is your age?
I am 75.
All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I really don't know what to say to that, but I want somebody different in our White House.
All right, no worries.
I want a new governor.
All right. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm just going to ask you a few short questions about the proposals that may appear on your ballot this November, and if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, Shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of the non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
Probably yes.
Vote yes? All right. So probably yes. So since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, I'm just going to ask you, again, the same question, but in a much simpler way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use, and it will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely vote yes, or probably vote yes?
Well, I would vote yes.
All right. Now, if you know this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer the proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, so about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal would raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year, and would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or, fourth one, would you say, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
I would vote for the best one.
All right, and in your opinion, the best one?
Yes.
For
the highest one that would give
the highest one
to the.
All right. County. So. Mm-hmm.
I said to the county, we need this kind of stuff.
All right.
We have beautiful woods and everything to walk in, and everything should be nice. And there's no reason we can't all put CHIPS money in.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? So the list goes, improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, protecting water quality and water supplies, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, or controlling growth and development.
I don't know.
So you wouldn't know from any of those? None of those, like, call out to you or would help, like, would help you and your family if it could get, like, fixed in a way?
Yeah.
All right, no worries. So now I'm just going to give you a short list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, if you could please indicate that as well. So the first one is your city or township government.
I'm sure my city.
All right. Okay, so would you say you have, like, a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know. I think they try to do the very best. I don't think someone's a shyster or anything. I think they just, if they are not...
All right.
If they can't, they'll know. They will know down the line. It won't take them long to know that they can't do the job, and they can, I hopefully.
All right, no worries.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, so
what about
Grand Traverse County government?
Well, it depends on what property.
All right, but as a whole, Grand Traverse County government, would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Well, the roads are potholes.
So would you say, like, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah.
All right,
they
so...
They really do need to have some new.
All right. So which one would you choose then, if you had to say? Would you say, like, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah. Well, they pick their own, but I don't agree with what they say.
All right. No worries. So what kind of opinion do you have towards the Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails? Do you have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I think they'd be great.
So would that be like a very favorable opinion or somewhat favorable?
I think it would be a good deal. I think that would help us a lot.
All right. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Oh, I think working for the school system, if they get more people to just come and help, so many people that are willing to help, so they can have a job with the TCAPS people.
All right,
I can't see them. I know they're very good men that will help, you know. But we've got to straighten them up and get them going, because otherwise they're going to move someplace out.
All right, but kind of based on maybe like the way the county is developing and growing, like let's say industrialization and stuff like that, would you say it's growing too fast, too slowly, or just about right, in your opinion?
In what area?
In Grand Traverse County. Would you say Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I don't know.
All right. Well, no worries. So if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of the Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do you not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Well, if you actually do it, I think I'd do it, but, you know, I wouldn't want to hurt his feelings. But.
All right. Well, we're sorry, but the quote you qualified for has been filled, but I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.